News that the board of directors at Midwest had rejected a merger offer from AirTran last week came out in a Midwest press release this morning. About the same time, AirTran held a webcast conference call with investors. AirTran CEO Joe Leonard says his larger company will continue to pursue the smaller Midwest. Leonard says a deal would be good for both Midwest customers and the Milwaukee firm's 2,100 employees.
All employees, with the exception of a small number of management personnel, would be guaranteed employment. Employment will grow at a very significant rate as new airplanes come in to the combined companies. The merger is good for customers because they'll have more service and more departures to a number of different cities.
Leonard says AirTran may be willing to boost its offer to Midwest shareholders if it can find more value after looking more closely at the Wisconsin airline. But Midwest Vice President Carol Skornica doesn't seem happy with the extra attention from AirTran.
Well, we're disappointed that AirTran didn't respect our response to them, which was obviously our disinterest in a merger with them and our interest in remaining independent. And they've made a decision to go public with their offer and to engage shareholders in the community and other stakeholders in a discussion. And of course, we're prepared to do that.
Skornica says Midwest's long-term business plan has a better upside for shareholders. The firm's stock price is higher and ridership has been increasing. But Skornica says if AirTran increases its merger offer, Midwest's board would take another look. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.